It's not your phone that's slow. It's your network. So if your network isn't working for you, come home to Verizon and get 10 gigs for $80 a month and $15 a month per smartphone line, plus taxes and fees. Click the banner to learn more. Verizon, come home to a better network. New smartphone device payment activation required. Subject to VZW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN eligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Buying car batteries is a lot like buying a pair of jeans. You gotta make sure they fit just right. Whether you need a battery that's ruggedly dependable, has more amps for accessories, or boasts the latest technology, AutoZone is your battery headquarters. As for the jeans, just remember, too tight ain't right.
Get Duralast batteries for dependable power that's proven tough in the most extreme conditions. Duralast is available only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
As Bears training camp continues, keep it locked on The Score to hear your favorite shows, live training camp reports, Bears experts, players, coaches, and more right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Starlin Castro heads into Pittsburgh tonight with a 429 batting average against Pirates starter J.A. Happ. Manager Joe Maddon dropped by Spiegel and Goff today, and he said that moving past the trade deadline has helped Castro from a mental standpoint.
Probably Starlin was the bullseye, the focal point of all that. I don't think anybody else really felt it. His name was most prominently mentioned all the time, and I know he feels better. Absolutely feels better. I try to encourage him daily, but nevertheless, he's young. That's what I think people forget sometimes. This guy's just 25 years of age, comes from a different country, still learning a new culture, so a lot of times things are lost in the translation.
You can hear more of that conversation with Joe Maddon at SpiegelandGoff.com. Cubs lineup tonight has David Ross behind the plate and Chris DeNorfia in left field. Kyle Schwarber is not in the starting lineup. Jake Arrieta looking for his career-high 12th win and 18th quality start. He faces J.A. Happ tonight at 6:05. White Sox, meanwhile, trying to right the ship after losing four of their last five. They'll send Chris Sale to the mound to face Tampa Bay ace Chris Archer. Archer struck out 11 in his last start against Detroit. Chris Raji has pregame tonight at 6:35. Major League Baseball has handed down punishment for Sunday's skirmish between the Blue Jays and Royals. Blue Jays pitcher Aaron Sanchez got a three-game suspension for intentionally throwing at the Royals' Alcides Escobar. Manager John Gibbons received a one-game suspension for returning to the field following his ejection. And Tigers president and GM Dave Dombrowski has resigned. He could be headed to Toronto or Boston. Al Avila will take his place in the organization. No practice for the Bears today in Bourbonnais. They'll return to the practice field tomorrow. Texas running back Arian Foster injured his groin in Houston's first padded practice yesterday. He'll need surgery but could return this season, according to Pro Football Talk. And the city of Chicago says they'll net about $16 million from the sale of the property that currently houses Malcolm X College to the Blackhawks. The Hawks plan to build a new practice facility and center on the site. This scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for Bears coverage. Let U.S. Bank take you out to the ballgame. Enter to win White Sox tickets at a U.S. Bank location between now and August 16th. For locations, go to usbank.com. See your local branch for official contest rules. U.S. Bank, member FDIC. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Rays on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, call 888-GO-PURPLE.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen.
Richard Deitch, Hard Knocks. Hey, is it that invasive that it changes the way you do business?
Basically, here's my response. Wah! I mean, like, really, guys. I mean, you're in the National Football League. You're not negotiating nuclear codes with North Korea. The amount of, like, paranoia that floats through NFL teams is absurd, as we see on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's because that coaches are sort of predispositioned to not having any outside distractions, or they're so regimented, because that's how most coaches are in football at every level, that any kind of distraction, I think, freaks them out. So, yeah, I think they see any kind of people in their workplace as invasive.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
Golly, I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Larry in Crete, you're on the score.
Larry?
It's a bad phone day, isn't it? Larry, are you there?
It is a bad phone day. Hello?
Larry!
Give him a hub. Hello? Nothing.
You know what? What? Seriously, what's going on today?
Hello?
Not there?
Hello?
Probably better off if we didn't hear from him. There's probably some stupid he was going to say, too.
Okay, well, that's certainly an optimistic outlook, too. Well, he's just been a stupid caller anyway.
Probably, though, right? You've been listening to this show for how many years?
I don't know. Three?
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 505 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're talking to you at 312-644-6767 about a variety of things. Here's what I sort of see with all this Cub stuff.
Yeah.
It's guys just sitting on like the fence sitting there, and they're waiting for the Cubs to collapse, and then they can write, "I told you so," because you've been doing this.
I've been trying to play out some of this stuff, though.
Yeah, that's the only way I see it.
The problem is that what they've set up is that even if the Cubs were to win the World Series, it would still be, yeah, well, this is supposed to sustain, and it's about one World Series. Like, it's a no-lose proposition, and I'm sure it's been thought through. Where you have the meetings, you stake out the territory and say, look, we're going to question everything. What we don't get it. And then at that phase, once that dies down, it's going to be, well, they don't want to spend the money. And then at that point, if they do actually succeed, it's never going to be enough. It will never have actually succeeded.
Yeah, I can't see. I guess I'm overthinking it because I can't really come up with any other scenario as what you're doing. I mean, I just think you're sort of setting it up because of this. It's very possible this team doesn't make the wild card. It's very possible. They might not be quite ready in the last couple months. It's a tough deal for anybody who's been through it, let alone this team. That, you know, and maybe they're just setting themselves up to say, "I told you so." And to be more criticism coming. Why? I don't know, but there just will be. See, I told you this. I told you that. Well, no, you actually didn't. You actually didn't. And if that's what you feel, write it now.
The 847 says, regarding Madden talking about Castro, when he says things are lost in translation with him, he says, try see ball, hit ball. Well, that's what they're doing. And he's been okay in batting practice. It's just the ball's not exiting his bat with any kind of velocity.
No.
He's just not hitting the ball hard. I think that Madden was blowing a lot of smoke about Castro today. A lot of smoke. Because I wasn't buying a bunch of that. Because I know the way that the guys above Madden feel about Castro, and they're done with him. They're tired of it. That lapse at the end of the Brewers game, you can't have that from your shortstop.
No.
And you can't have a guy who does everything they ask of him in batting practice, try this, you know, try to generate a little pop coming through the zone, and stop rolling over pitches, stop pulling off of pitches, and it looks great, and he gets in the box again in games, and it's the same crap. They're tired of it.
Yeah, I just, clearly there's no market for him, though, so we'll see what the offseason brings.
Or the waiver season.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. You could do that. That'd be the biggest mistake ever,
I would.
I'm sure.
I would do that. I would make sure he gets through waivers and then see if somebody nibbles.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be blocking. Nobody's going to be preventing anybody from getting him. But
I hope there's a nibbler.
I think he'll get through, and then you see what you can do.
Well, that'll probably be the biggest mistake they ever made. Somebody will do that. They'll be written. Yeah, see?
Again, the Cubs don't care. Because remember what Theo said was when he explained, here's what's going to happen. And then he said, as this goes on, I'll be able to write your columns for you. He called it. He said it. He specifically mentioned the columnist saying, I know what is going to be said. I can write them for you right now. He probably could have sat down right there and dashed off the same headlines. And... because they knew what they were doing. And that's why right now, at this very moment, the Cubs are still set, focused on scouting, drafting, and development. No matter what's going on at the major league level right now, they figure, look, Joe's got that. We'll get the, you know, we'll figure what we got to do. But the organization, they don't feel they're close to where they need to be as far as the depth of talent in their system.
Mm-hmm.
And here's an idiot from the 708. Who's going to replace Castro? Oh. Not Baez. Who do they have? Oh, nobody. Lord. Nobody except a guy who immediately will be one of the elite fielding shortstops in baseball, who happens to be your current second baseman. Come on. Seriously, you're a baseball fan. You're paying attention to this team, and you would send that dumbass text. Who do they have? Nobody. They're deep at shortstop through the organization. Baez can play shortstop. He's probably going to be your second baseman.
Yeah.
Russell's the best shortstop you have right now. He happens to be your current second baseman. And you got young kids beneath them.
Apparently, he's missed the time when Russell's played a really good short for the Cubs. He's missed that. Going to have to get him a TV. You know, I can't buy TVs for everybody.
I think you're going to have to.
I just can't, though. I can't do it.
How about Gleyber Torres? There's some in the organization that think he's the guy.
No, this kid's pretty good that's there now. I mean, he's pretty damn good. I'd take a long look at that. Nice to have more, but I'd take a long look at that. I want to see him there every day.
And this is another one. This is people. You got to learn how to use a computer before you text. You learned how to use a phone. Figure out how to use a computer. Because when you send in something like this, the 630, why wouldn't the Sox be interested in Castro? He would basically be our second best everyday player. Sad but true. Not true.
Not true.
Not true. How good do you think he is? You can simply look and see that is not a fact.
He's been out there for a good damn long while now.
Starlin Castro right now is a negative WAR player.
Yeah, he's out there.
Minus 1.3. He's one of the worst everyday players in baseball. How can you not know that? Stop